Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air. Keep it within. On Kaya Biz is brought to you by Castle Lager, uplifting and championing Gussie businesses. Keep it within.
Indeed, well, we're keeping it within. And if you know anything about Castle Lager, many of us as South Africans are very familiar with the brand, right? If you think about a braai or a sporting activity, maybe your uncle's in the background cheersing to a celebration that they have. But it goes further than that. Of course, we're well aware that even shebeens and taverns within our townships contribute heavily to growth and development as well. Households who have been able to feed their families and take their children to school. But Castle Lager is shifting it a lot further than that and really showing that its commitment to entrepreneurs based in the township speaks to access to markets, gaining finance, and of course mentorship, which is so critical to the growth and sustainability of the companies we choose to build and lead. Well, to tell us more about this particular initiative and how you as an entrepreneur might be able to benefit and be a key stakeholder also contributing to growth, even if you don't happen to be an entrepreneur, we joined in studio by brand director at Castle Lager, Wendy Bedforth, to tell us more. Great to have you with us, Wendy.
Thank you so much, and hello to the listeners.
Fantastic. I think first things first, right? As highlighted, there's the thought that comes to mind when we think of Castle Lager is, of course, sports, braai. But there's been a long history to this beer brand in South Africa, stemming well over 120 years. Help us understand not only the history and legacy of the brand in the country, but how it is that you're looking to shift the needle when it comes to its presence in the township now.
So I think Castle Lager, as you say, has always been a part of the South African fabric and the grain of who we are. And as Castle, we really want to recognize and celebrate the good that exists within our communities, because we know when we focus on the good, it gets better.
Yep.
And obviously a great example of the good in our communities are small businesses, because they drive our communities as well as our economy forward. So as Castle, we really want to recognize the good, but also grow the good that exists within these small businesses. So our commitment, our goal in 2023 is really to upskill, fund and developed 50 Kasi businesses and increased their revenue by 10% by the end of 2023.
Whoa. Wendy, that's a bold move.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to commit 34.5 million of our marketing budget to this through profiling businesses on our 500 ml cans, our website, social pages, as well as using our national sports platforms to profile these businesses.
Some might ask you, why is this important for Castle Lager? Why move in this direction?
I think given the psyche of the nation, it's really good for us to focus on the good that exists with our communities, because that's where we find our strength. It's important for us to remind South Africans that there's good that exists within all of us. And we see this coming to life every day in our communities. Mm. And so we really want to focus on that good, because we know when we focus on the good will get better.
Yeah, definitely keeping on that positive focus. But I'm sure many might continue to ask, as you say, you know, expanding on the how the brand actually does resonate with individuals and keeping it within. Unpack this for us a little further as to what exactly it speaks to.
Yeah, so I think we want to recognize the transformation that we're seeing within townships and the excellence that exists within townships. So looking at the data and the stats absolutely support that. We're seeing 44% of consumers saying that they're spending more within the Kasi economy than they did a year ago. Mm. We're seeing that consumers are saying they would 75% saying that they will buy a local fashion brand before they buy an international fashion brand. And that's excellence. So not having to go to international brands or even the burbs to find the best of the best. And I think that it's the recognition of this that we want to do as Castle Lager. We really want to propel the good and make it better.
Got you. Tell us more about this campaign in terms of detail, right? This is not just a one-stop shop and where we there in the township for a weekend and then we shift out the week after. There is a set of beautiful cans in front of you that have pretty pictures around them and a fantastic African design. Tell us more about this and most importantly, how this does speak to how you're rolling out support for entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. So we've launched 16 cans that will hit the trade this week. So you'll start seeing it bleeding into taverns and into bottle stores near you this week.
And it's not a different flavor. It's just new design.
It's just a new design. It's the same Castle Lager, not a different liquid at all. It is absolutely the same liquid. It's just our attempt to get these businesses profiled and out there. We know that awareness is one of the challenges that businesses face, but not the only challenge. So we wanted the campaign, as you say, to be a little bit more holistic. So we looked at challenges that would face businesses, and we partnered with someone called Mido, who is a credible partner in terms of upskilling and developing, and you'll see that their program is quite robust in terms of creating a community for entrepreneurs as well, putting them in touch with work opportunities, tender opportunities. And then also we want to fund small businesses. So one of the 16 businesses per quarter that we will provide marketing and business support to will receive funding towards their business.
Got you. 16 businesses per quarter, as you say, providing mentorship as well as funding. This is significant. So timelines in terms of how we can actually actively participate in this campaign?
Yeah, so you should start seeing these this week in a store near you. What you would need to do is nominate your favorite local business using the USSD code. Standard USSD rates would apply. Obviously, consumers over 18 years old, please.
Yes.
And it would then go through a vetting process. So some of the criteria we're looking at is South African business owners. We're looking at legal businesses. And we're looking at businesses that make an impact on the communities. So those were some of the criteria we'd be looking at. But otherwise, it would be a complete random draw of the 16 businesses. And then ultimately, the one business owner that would win from that batch of 16, the funding.
Got you. Wendy, I think this is a very important aspect for us to underscore. It's not just saying, okay, well, we're going to choose whichever business is around. But you getting our buy-in as community members to say, hold on, as Gugu, as Eddie, as Wendy, we all know of entrepreneurs within our ecosystem, so we can actually nominate them. And I'm glad that you've run through, you know, what the assessment is in terms of South African-based businesses. But give us an idea, using some of the examples of the images on the cans that we have in front of us. Different sectors, how long the business needs to be around for. And of course, you know, to make sure that I don't just nominate my friend for friendship's sake, I guess.
So a variable number of businesses on our cans, different sectors. So I'll give you an example of someone who will be coming, I think, to speak to you later, is Lindy Wear from Lindy Wear Sanitary Pads. So you can see that that obviously is a key need in communities for women who can't necessarily afford sanitary pads. And that's offering affordable sanitary wear to women. That's an example of one of the businesses we're profiling, but could go all the way through to a brick manufacturer that we've got on one of our cans.
Whoa,
so we've got different businesses, also in varying stages of development. Some that are recently launched and some that are just looking for the connection to other entrepreneurs through our platform.
Got you. Phenomenal initiative. And of course, many will want to participate and make sure that they are also part of this growth as well as the story. But for entrepreneurs who might find themselves being nominated and on the can, give us some insight, if you can, about the journey that they'll likely walk.
So absolutely. So you probably will be contacted by a designer so that we can design this beautiful face that will go onto the cans. We will also profile you on our websites and our social pages, probably interviewing some of your family members, the community surrounding, just to understand and inspire South Africans through your story. Because I think we want to create a movement, right? That's what we're ultimately trying to do, is like use these small businesses to fuel the fire that's within these communities, within the individuals that live in our communities, because we know that's how South Africa is going to grow and prosper.
Yeah.
Then we're going to introduce you to our partner, who is Maido, and they will be putting together bespoke plans around each of these businesses. As we were saying, the businesses are in different life stages.
Yes.
So they'll assess what type of skills training is required for each of these businesses. That also obviously begin to give an access to their platform, which is around access to the work opportunities, the tender opportunities, and also the ability to collaborate and connect with other small businesses similar to their own, or different if they need that to enter a tender. Say, for example, you need branding experience or a branding company, you could do a co-tender with the people on that platform. And then we would, as another example of what we're trying to do, or we have been doing actually, is we use our national sports platform. So instead of the man of the match check going to the man of the match, that man of the match would then give it to the business.
Oh.
And we would profile the business on the sporting games. It's happened in the recent Springbok matches, the Castle Rugby Championships.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. Talk about growth, access to markets, new marketing campaigns, and of course, just the reach that one can actually find. Wendy, what's so encouraging about this is that, as you say, Castle Lager is a real brand that's been known for decades on end, over a century really, within the South African market. And when we think about township development, we often tend to focus on Soweto specifically, or specific townships within regions in the country. This is a national brand. Does this mean that this is open to entrepreneurs right across the country?
It's open to entrepreneurs across the country. And what we've tried to do is we've tried to create cans that profile every single province. We don't have control over where cans go. So you'll see that For example, there will be one business from Gauteng, there'll be a business from Limpopo, there'll be a business from Mpumalanga, there'll be a business from the Western Cape, so that people can connect with these businesses within their provinces.
Mm-hmm. Got you. And I think that's important because that's what you want, right? Access to markets. So all the better, perhaps, if your face and your company profile is being shared in another province, and perhaps there might be collaborative efforts and camaraderie that can be shared. Wendy, we are known to have a phenomenal audience of entrepreneurs who love to engage, love to participate, and of course, stakeholders who might be listening to this and thinking, hold on, I need to be a part of this. Remind us again how it is that we can nominate the companies who can be featured on this can, and beyond just being featured on the can, just the entrepreneurial growth, development and support that goes into this particular initiative.
So you would need to find a carefully selected pack, which is our can or our quart or the 750 mil. You'll have a unique code and then you would enter via USSD. So it's *120, *1895, which is the year we are founded, *unique code #, and then standard USSD rates would apply.
Fantastic. So go out there, make sure that you take a look at the new cans, and of course, take a look at the entrepreneurs who have been profiled, and actively get involved as well in sharing the profiles of entrepreneurs who need to be celebrated. A reminder, how long is this campaign running for, so that we're aware?
So it will be running till the end of 2023.
Got you. Okay. So there's lots of time for us to shift the landscape and of course nominate entrepreneurs that we witness, that we've worked with, perhaps that we've even established within the township economy, and make sure that through Casa Laga, they're able to seek the necessary growth and enterprise development support that they need. Thanks so much for your time
tonight,
Wendy. Looking forward to seeing how this does unfold before the end of 2023. That's Wendy Bedforth, who is the brand director at Casa Laga, telling us more about a fantastic initiative that's been launched by Casa Laga. It's called #ItsWithin, really making sure that Casa Laga is able to grow businesses and develop them sustainably.
Keep it within on Kaya Biz with Google and Fupi. Brought to you by Casa Laga. Follow the conversation on Twitter. #Hashtag keep it within and #ItsWithin.
Indeed, it's 14 minutes after 7 o'clock and we continue by to unpack more about #ItsWithin, a campaign launched recently by Casa Laga. And as you've heard from our earlier guest, Wendy, this is really an initiative to shift the landscape when it comes to entrepreneurship and township development in South Africa. To tell us more about this, we're joined by Thabelo Rapala, who is the managing director of My Dough Academy. So no, it has absolutely nothing to do with dough for bread or any other form of food, but really does speak to dough, the money that you make when it comes to a building and supporting entrepreneurs and enterprises. Thabelo, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
I'm really excited about this, and clearly there's a specific partnership between My Dough as well as Casa Laga to make sure that we are able to literally raise the profile of entrepreneurs.
Definitely. And I think I grew up in the same space. I was selling at a spaza shop Kohai. You know, my dad was a mechanic, so I understand fully, you know, what entrepreneurship needs, especially in the township economy where there's no support. So My Dough really is there to say, how do we support you build sustainable businesses that are able to, you know, be professional and also just participate in the formal economy? I think a lot of our township businesses or village businesses, you know, I grew up in the village, you know, we those are businesses called, you know, just to survive. But we're saying they have to be more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe let's start there, right? Because you have an MBA degree, by providing support for entrepreneurs to make sure that they too can grow. So tell us more about what it is that you do and how this links to the partnership with Casa Laga.
So My Dough is an enterprise and supply development business. We're an incubator, we're an accelerator, but more to that, we partner with business owners in helping them professionalize their businesses and also just, you know, participate in opportunities. So primarily, that's what we do. And I think for me personally, someone has to help our businesses. I always say, you know, our black communities, we either the first or second generation of entrepreneurs. We don't know what we're doing. I am a plumber. I just know how to plumb, you know, to fix the toilets, for example.
Exactly.
Or I'm a doctor. I just know how to, you know, service the patient. But from a business perspective, no one has taught us the skills. So as My Dough, primarily, we put the entrepreneur in the center and say, what sort of support do you need on a daily basis to run your business, you know, successfully and sustainably? You know, so that's what we do. So we've got a number of features. We actually have an online platform, which is like, I would say, a LinkedIn of this world, where because we know an entrepreneur functions, you know, for long hours. Someone is in rural KZN, someone is in Venda. So the platform really for us is we want to be able to touch you wherever you are at any point of time that you need the support. So we've built in a number of features where it's one, access to market. You're able to get notifications on your phone of work opportunities within the platform. We've got over 2,500 businesses that trade with one another in the platform and growing every day. And our big goal really is to say, let's have 1 million businesses. Let's trade amongst each other. Let's take up opportunities in the public sector. Let's take up
opportunities. I like that. And I must tell you why I'm excited by it, because so often when we're entrepreneurs, we tend to work in silos, right? This is my idea. This is my space. So no, I'm not keen to collaborate. Yeah. How have you found, I guess, unlocking those collaborative efforts has translated into growth for entrepreneurs?
So what we preach is sales at first, right? Learn how to sell, you know, and it's a topic that we shy away from because what will I say to say, oh, I must go in a room? Yeah. What must I say? You know, how do I pitch myself? So we teach those skills. But beyond that, we're like, let's make it practical. Let's trade amongst each other. Let's monitor your performance. You know, let other businesses, you know, review you. And then where we come in is, you know, you've got to be, you know, a professional business that's able to offer excellent services. You know, that's where we come in and say, okay, you've got a bad review, but how do we help you? You know, how do we make your processes better so that you're able to deliver a better product or service? So we are big on how. You know, there's a lot of you must do this, you must comply with that, but how?
Yeah. Tell us about that, and how, I think, is a perfect point to wrap it up on. How it is that through MyDo you're going to assist the entrepreneurs who will be nominated and come through this particular initiative, hashtag It's Within.
So it's important for us to actually meet the entrepreneur where they are. I think it's very important because, you know, you've got an MBA, you've got, I'm a chartered accountant, and there's big words, there's big jargons, but if I miss the opportunity to actually say, where are you? Where do you want to go? And how do I help you get there? You know, these are the 10 things that we need to look at, and how do we help you get there? So those things for us are important, you know, just to make sure that we're on the same level. You know, we are able to be vulnerable with you, and you're able to be vulnerable with us to say, I actually don't know how to sell. I need funding, and I don't know where to start, because it's seen as stupid, you know, when you don't know. You seem, I think there's this culture in South Africa where you must be killing it. And the truth is, we, you know, even those that have made it are struggling, you know, but we're saying, let's be vulnerable. Let's talk about this issue.
And I think that's an important point, as well as we call, you know, for many more South Africans to be part of this community and actually call to action very briefly in 30 seconds. How are we going to encourage South Africans to say, well, regardless of whether this person has won amazing awards and prizes or whether they're just starting out, that we really need to build and support them and nominate them to drive a sense of community?
I say it is only us that are going to take ourselves out of this situation, you know, and it is only us that are, if we support each other, you know, one, that's how we, you know, give a dent on unemployment.
Yep.
You know, two, the sales go up and we all win, you know. So everything is interlinked in how the, unfortunately, how the economy is. If businesses are not thriving and people are employed, the high rates of crime are inevitable, you know.
Exactly.
So if we garner around and support each other, we definitely will win.
Definitely. Let's support each other and garner ongoing camaraderie and community efforts to make sure that we build the right businesses within our townships and neighborhoods, because we get jobs, we're able to live our livelihoods and really just live out our passions as well. Thabelo, looking forward to seeing how you help more businesses make dough. Literally.
Yes.
That's what we want. That's Thabelo joining us. Thabelo Rapala, who's the managing director of MyDo Academy, working in partnership with Castle Lager through its hashtag It's Within campaign, looking to establish and grow the environment and ecosystem for entrepreneurs to grow, develop and thrive through Castle Lager. And of course, us as community members also nominating the right entrepreneurs to be profiled, supported, and of course, for them to receive the necessary funding and marketing that they require. On top of that, mentorship.
Helping Gussie businesses excel. Castle Lager brings you hashtag Keep It Within on Kaya Biz with Google Agent Fufi.
It's 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And we continue with our focus, which has built a hive of activity here within the studio as we look to fully comprehend and understand how Castle Lager is adding its name to the development and advancement of small businesses in South Africa's economy, specifically those based within the township. And that does speak to their new upcoming campaign that all of us as community members can participate in, hashtag it's within. As you've heard from our previous conversations, through the next year, you as a community member can nominate entrepreneurs who are based within your local community, and they have an opportunity not only to be profiled on a new edition of Castle Lager Cans, but also solicit the support of incubators that will be working in partnership with Castle Lager to provide them with bespoke solutions to speak to their funding needs, marketing needs, and of course necessary mentorship to provide them with access to markets. But it's one thing to talk about the support that entrepreneurs need, right? But we need to speak to the entrepreneurs themselves, the guys on the ground who have late nights, sleeplessly pushing their passions, stopping people in elevators and telling them, this is what my business does, and speaking to the successes that many of them are able to celebrate after years of hard work. And today we speak to two phenomenal entrepreneurs, born and bred in respective townships right across South Africa themselves. They've managed to build up institutions that are well acknowledged, that are profitable as well, and that also contribute to job creation and the economic landscape in South Africa. My first guest is Mfundo Mbeki, co-founder of Rands, based in Cape Town. If you don't know anything about Rands, where have you been? Based in the heart of Khayelitsha, really speaks to a business that operates within the hospitality space, lifestyle, lounge, as well as braai activity, which we're all quite familiar with. And of course, we joined as well by Lekao Seohana, who is the founder of Drip. Do I need to introduce it even further? Because where have you been if you haven't heard about Drip? Beautiful sneaker brand in South Africa, again, that is shifting the landscape in terms of what it is that we choose to consume and wear in terms of designer footwear. Gents, thank you so much for joining us both today.
Thank you.
Ah, don't be so modest, man. You guys are amazing entrepreneurs who've seen amazing growth through your companies and your campaigns. Lekao, let me start with you. I'm sure driving in, you must have been all smiles, because literally right across the road from our offices here in Rosebank, there's a beautiful large Drip billboard that actually advocates and, of course, shows the work and the productivity that you do. Tell us how your journey's been since 2003. I can imagine that at one point it was all a dream.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm actually glad you mentioned 2003, because that is when everything actually started. You know, poverty, frustrations, not knowing when the next million is going to come from, and not having clothes as well. And that's when, you know, I always say that Drip, for me, wasn't a genius idea. You know, it was out of poverty and just being one of those kids from the townships. So, yeah, I started designing back in 2003. And then my entire high school career, I was just that kid that was funky, that was, you know, had beautiful, dope hairstyles.
Yeah.
You know, but each and every time when I was selling a pair of jeans or and sneakers during those days, I was actually, you know, I'm learning something, you know, just adding into my experience and the skills that I actually have of selling today. Yeah, so for 16 years, I was just involved in businesses. That part of the business failed. I did cleaning services. I also did a chicken grill as well.
Oh, really?
At some point, yeah. I did poultry farming as well.
Hey, halulitengis.
Yeah. And all of those businesses failed up until in 2019 when I tried Drip as well. And then, yeah, we're here today.
Exactly. Let's talk about Dukhuzuga, because so often people see your billboards, we see the success, we see your posts about creating and building this brand with beautiful trucks, part of your distribution network. Talk to us about some of the failures that in hindsight you are looking to share with entrepreneurs who will be part of this campaign.
Yo, look, one of the most important things for me was just getting the right people. You know, like most of the times I didn't just have the right people around me, you know, that I was just working for me. And I also didn't have capital most of the times. And access to market is one of those biggest things. So I can point out a few things that actually just made me not to succeed in that previous 16 years. And then when I came into Drip, I was just so driven, and I said, I have to make it so big and be disruptive. You know, that's why we have 90 billboards across South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a disruptor. I wanted to be, to just take over.
Yeah.
You know, because I've learned so much about just, you know, doing small things, and I failed so much. So it was just me, you know, coming back and say, you know, it's time now.
Exactly. I like that. And it really provides us with perspective. We'll come back to that and, you know, some lessons that entrepreneurs can learn through their partnership with Castle Lager. Mfundo, we come to you. Everybody loves a nice chisanyama, as we can tell, a nice cold Castle Lager, watching the game. And this is exactly what you provide. But I'm sure starting your establishment must not have been easy, given, again, the negative rep that often townships in South Africa face. But what's that journey been like for you since establishing your business?
Even before opening Rands. So we started 2010 with the chisanyama.
Yeah.
So that's what I was actually talking about. We started with chisanyama 2010, and the business was doing really well, I must say. But unfortunately, what happened was I was still working, and I got this nice offer to go and work in Angola.
Okay.
And I was going to earn in dollars. And it's 2010. I'm like, yeah, good Monday. And then the mistake I did, I took the job, which I think I was not supposed to take the job. Even though it was making, I was going to earn good money, but the business had a brighter future than just the job. But yeah, I was still young.
So in hindsight, don't chase the money. Follow through with your passion and put in the hard work.
Yeah,
right?
But so anyway, I ended up speaking with my brother, who's my partner now, Mshai,
yes,
to take over that business, the chicken business.
Yes.
He took over the business. He ran with it, but things were not the same because there was a gap where things were not run properly, but unfortunately, the business died. And then 2015, when it opened Rands, I told myself that if I were to run a business again, I'll run that business, and I won't have one foot on job and then the other foot on a business.
Gotcha.
I'll just put both my feet on that business. And that's what I did. And with the partnership of working with your brother, you know, in partnership you'll always have disagreements, there will be fights and,
yeah,
and this, but at the end of the day, here's my brother, whatever
you need to push through. Mfundo, what I'm hearing from you, of course, is number one, keep the main thing the main thing. Stick to entrepreneurship and commit to it, and be dedicated. Where there might be gaps, make sure that you fill it in with the right skills, right?
Yes.
And individuals who can follow through with operational efficiency.
Mm.
And you mentioned your brother, and you haven't limited that brotherhood or sense of community and collaboration to just your sibling. You also assisted another local eatery called The Milk, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken, in terms of partnership. Tell us what lessons you can share with us that entrepreneurs who be part of the hashtag It's Within campaign can learn about collaboration, because you know the truth is, but why is that important?
You know, I think it's important to collaborate and try and work with each other, because what happened is if we will continue to work in silos, we work in isolations, we'll never get to a point where you understand that actually I can leverage,
yep,
off his business instead of me looking at him as a competition.
Yep.
How do I leverage off his business? How do I make sure that instead of me paying 100 rand for this, how do we club and then we pay 150?
Mm.
At the end of the day, I've coughed up 75. You've coughed up 75.
Mm.
Instead of me paying 100, he pays 100. So I think those are the things that we could understand even deeper if we were to work together.
Yeah.
To understand more in terms of how do we share cost whenever we are doing something? How do we club?
Yeah.
How do we do things as a collective? Yeah.
Exactly. And let's talk about this, because a lot of our listeners might be thinking, okay, well, Baba, you know, bakhuzekile, but bapushile, and now they're all successful. Mfundo's practically the mayor of Khayelitsha. Lekawes was super successful entrepreneur. But help us understand why you resonate with this campaign by Khosalaga. Your faces will be profiled on the cans as well. But for an entrepreneur who might be listening and watching and maybe thinking that your success stories are too great for them to accomplish, help us understand what you hope other entrepreneurs will learn from this partnership with Khosalaga. Lekao?
You know, one of the things that is very close to my heart is job creation. You know, and us investing in township economy and entrepreneurs, is that there's an opportunity there to actually create more jobs.
Yeah.
You know? So that resonates with me more than anything, because whenever we open a shop at Drip, I always say jobs will be created.
Yeah.
We leave a town with 5 jobs or more. So us going back and then investing in the township, it means that we're going to be creating jobs, and then having people to participate in the economy. You know, so yeah. For me, that's that more than anything.
Yeah, definitely job creation. Mfundo.
I think this is a good campaign in a sense that, one, I never got that opportunity maybe to get a funding.
Mm.
Now, if there's someone who's there who's saying, you know, I'm available,
I can help you,
yes.
You know, I can help you fast track some of the challenges, you know,
yeah.
That some people actually took them 5 years to overcome, but I can make them happen in 6 months. So I think it's a great thing. It's a great initiative. What is important is we need to see really the results that it is as
yeah.
the way it has been presented.
And maybe that's where you also both need to underscore the emphasis around hard work, right? Because this is not just free money from Casa yeah. Lager, but it's a partnership, as yeah. you've emphasized. Not only is it financial support, but mentorship and coaching. Mm-hmm. But as an entrepreneur, you need to show up. So this is not a holiday, right?
Yeah,
excellent.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you so much, gents. We'll leave it there for today. But looking forward to your growth and your development and seeing your faces on familiar cans and also seeing you at some point mentor and support many of the entrepreneurs that many more South Africans will nominate and also see being featured in the hashtag It's Within campaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maybe cheers, we should cheers. See a collaboration as well, right? Free footwear, or not free footwear, you enter Rands if you have drip footwear, and then you, right, Casa Lager is available as a refreshment.
Absolutely.
Think we're onto something here.
Yeah.
Just in time for the festive season. Well, thanks so much to both my guests, the founder of Drip SA, Lekao Seohana, as well as Mfundo Mbeki, who's the co-founder of Rands Cape Town, giving us some insight into their entrepreneurial journeys. You've heard some challenges and failures that they've also faced, but most importantly, how it is that their partnership with Casa Lager through the hashtag It's Within campaign will resonate with many of us as entrepreneurs who too seek support, funding, mentorship, and of course access to markets by partnering with big companies and brands who can support these initiatives as well as our growth.
Keep it within with Casa Lager on Kaya Biz, making a positive difference to your township's economy. Follow hashtag Keep It Within and hashtag It's Within on Twitter.
Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
Keep it within on Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi. Brought to you by Casa Lager. Follow the conversation on Twitter. Hashtag keep it within and hashtag it's within.
Indeed, we're keeping it within, as you can tell. And if you're not certain as to what it is we're talking about entrepreneurship as well as growth and development and the partnership that has been established by Casa Lager, a key brand that we are well aware has been in existence in South Africa for just over 120 years. Now looking to support entrepreneurs who happen to be based in the township by reshaping the narrative around how it is that we create jobs, provide access to financing, and of course, markets for entrepreneurs in our economy. What we're going to speak to two more entrepreneurs now and really shining a spotlight on this particular campaign and the participation of entrepreneurs who will have their faces, their companies being profiled on the new edition Casa Lager cans. And of course, this offers you an opportunity to get to know them better. And through their nominations, of course, seek the support and partnership of Casa Lager through some of its incubator partners to really offer bespoke solutions to their businesses. In studio, I'm joined by Aubrey Koma, who is the founder of Obtech Kitchen, a company that really works on the manufacturing of wooden furniture in South Africa. And of course, giving us some insight while we'll get details on his organization, including Lindiwe Nkuna, who joins us as well as a business owner, both of whom have been featured on the first edition of cans that will be going out on Casa Lager. Lady and gent, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Let's actually start with yourself, Sislindiwe, just to get some detail and insight into your business. And of course, what it feels like to have your face featured on a can of Casa Lager.
It's fantastic, hey? It's exciting and it's huge. One never actually thought a day like this would come when one would be featured in a Casa Lager can that would be distributed nationally or even, you know, to the rest of African countries. So I'm really excited. It's a good exposure for us. And it's also a validation for myself as an entrepreneur to say, you know what, it means you are doing something right for a brand like Casa Lager to want to be associated with you and to want to shine their spotlight on you.
Got you. And maybe let's talk a little bit more about your business, right? Because when we think about sanitary wear, we often think about the big brands. But of course, you're bringing something different into the market, locally relevant, locally competitive, and of course speaks to the needs of our communities in the country.
But over and above the needs, it speaks to the story, that the reasons that actually inspired me to start this, to say women should not just be end users of sanitary pads. women should be part of the value chain of the production of sanitary pads.
Aha.
So now we're changing the narrative to say it shouldn't just be about menstruation, because menstruation is menstruation, yes, but it's an economy on its own. Women need to be part of the to be in the boardroom when we're talking the economics of menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Lindwe Sanitary Pads is also about.
Tell us more about that, because as we're well aware, the manufacturing environment is not that easy, or the perception is that it's not easy to penetrate, high barriers to entry, and more so even for women who perhaps might lack some of the technical skills that are required within that sphere.
Yes, also, yes, it's very difficult, but also the industry itself is capital intensive.
Yeah.
So it make that's that becomes a very huge barrier. That's why you find that there isn't a lot of women that play in the space. And also, more often, those that start actually give up on the way because there's a lot of challenges, you know, for between the time when I started this some 4 years ago to now. If I were like a normal person, a regular woman, not necessarily a regular woman, a regular person.
You were a superwoman, clearly,
superwoman,
right?
As an superpowers. Entrepreneur. Yes. Oh, I would have given up, you know, because it's really not easy.
Got you. And let's talk about what you're looking forward to in terms of being profiled through the can, because it's not just about having your pretty face as on a can, right? It's really about the entrepreneurial opportunities and support that will come about from this.
I'm looking at the can now and I'm thinking, this can looks more beautiful because it's got my pretty face on it. Yes. But over and above that, obviously, just the association with Castle Lager brings a lot of support, enterprise development support that will help enhance my business, that will help market my business. So it comes with a lot of publicity. It comes with a lot of mentorship, I think, that's going to be offered. So it's sort of a package that Castle Lager has put in place to propel our businesses, because it's not just mine, all of us that they'll be featuring, to propel our businesses to greater heights.
Definitely. So, and that's the growth we're looking for through all sectors of the economy.
Yes.
While we also have a guest in studio, I mentioned that we have Aubrey. We'll talk to Aubrey at another stage to give us insight into his business, but we've got the man behind Gasi Economy. And if you happen to follow it on social media and Twitter, you would know that it helps profile and bring to the fore the growth, the development, and really just highlighting the kind of businesses that are established within our townships in South Africa. Kabelo Makinda joins us now in studio. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. You are the source of inspiration for many institutions, from financial services right down to us as media, because you really help uplift and amplify the faces, the voices, and the efforts of entrepreneurs in the township. Tell us how you do it.
Thank you for inviting me here. I started during hard lockdown, and I saw lots of people just like losing their jobs. I had to do something patriotic for my country, and I thought I should use my digital skill to just empower your marginalized township businesses. Having grown up at the township, I saw lots of creative people,
yep.
But then they were not given the enough or adequate exposure. So they remained buried there and stuck at the township. So my goal was to just uplift them, make the story known out there. So I had to do it. So I'm very thankful that I had to witness,
yep,
these businesses from their formative stages up until reaching new heights and success.
Exactly. And I'm keen to understand, Kabelo, you've taken such a simple concept, so social media and Twitter, and really created a billboard for many entrepreneurs that even we have profiled here on the show. I recall a gentleman who actually started a butchery and a chisanyama, pushing a trolley, right?
Yeah.
Sichaba, if I'm not mistaken, and has now grown a big buy and bri entity, essentially, and an eatery that's doing well and it's growing. How do you foster these relationships with entrepreneurs? And maybe you can tell us not only how you've built and fostered the relationships with them to monitor their growth, but also some of the personal stories that they might be able to share with you.
I was raised by a mother who was also an entrepreneur. So I can relate in that aspect that I also used to like run the family business. We had a catering business, so I could connect with them on a personal level. So for me, the goal has always been to not just give them like the platform, but then make sure that they are developed and they are also reach other platforms. Like I've also realized that whenever I put them on the radios, like even Kaya, they're also invited.
Oh, for
them.
Sure. Yeah, so trust me. We speak to them.
Yeah. So it is through collaboration that I'm trying to cultivate the township economy. I'm very deliberate about it. I'm trying to make it fashionable. It has to be known. These people, they have to be known. That's my goal.
Definitely. And it is your goal to make sure that they need to be known. They need to be amplified in terms of their stories, and most importantly, seek the support. And I love the ecosystem we've created, because what you've highlighted here today is the fact that when we share people's stories,
yeah,
are they able to seek further levels of profiling and interviews and conversations through KayaBiz and many other platforms. And through that, able to source the right mentorship, funding and support that they get from many key players, including the likes of Castle Lager, who have joined us here today. Thank you so much, lady and gent, for your time this evening. That's both my guests, Sulindiwe Nkuna, who's joined us, playing within the sphere and field of manufacturing of sanitary pants in South Africa, right across the full value chain, and Kabelo Makinta, who's joined us as the founder of Kasi Economy on social media, giving us further insight as to how we all can play a part in improving the profile of entrepreneurs. So do and make sure that you play your part as a South African. If you see the new edition Castle Lager cans, don't be surprised. The contents inside is still the same. It's not a new flavor. It's just a new addition to make sure that you too are able to nominate entrepreneurs within your local community to be profiled on the cans. But beyond being profiled, they also manage to get the opportunity to seek funding, mentorship, as well as support from Castle Lager together with its partners in the incubation space. Looking forward to seeing how this does unfold with the hashtag It's Within.
Keep it within. On KayaBiz is brought to you by Castle Lager, uplifting and championing Kasi businesses. Keep it within.